Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. On the edge of Watertown stands a tall grass prairie, echoing the landscape that existed across eastern South Dakota when European settlers came to the region. Located within city limits, this 135-acre prairie is managed by the Compesca chapter of the Isaac Walton League, providing educational and recreational opportunities for the region. SDSU Extension played a small role in reclaiming the idle land, which Extension Natural Resources Field Specialist Pete Bauman called an untapped prairie.
So it was prairie, you know, and that's what I think people maybe don't understand, that a prairie is a prairie. It's management that makes them blossom and express themselves.
The reclamation effort was hindered by the field's location, bordered by Watertown industry and neighborhoods, a golf course, airport, campgrounds, and four-lane highway, in addition to Lake Compesca itself. The reclamation plan included a prescribed burn to prepare it for new seedings, but concern about the smoke from the fire was expressed. Bauman reports a well-designed burn plan addressed the issue.
You target the time of day, middle of the day, middle of the week, everybody's at school and work, and you've got the least amount of population impact. The highway's not being used, there's no traffic. And then we employed some techniques that are a little out of the box, but if you employ the right ignition technique, basically get the smoke to go straight up and didn't impact anybody.
Since its 2012 renovation, this tall grass prairie has been testifying to the value of grasslands, offering an urban green space with many lessons. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more about prairie restoration and the importance of grasslands.